Good morning. I'm referencing what I'm going to say to the scripture that Joe just had up there, Hebrews 6:19, and it reads again, "We have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain." And as we all know, children, raising children, having children, none of that is a guarantee. None of the results or the plans or the scheduled life events are guarantees. And this is where my mind went when I found out I was pregnant for the eighth time. I do have four children, but this was my eighth pregnancy, this one. And I thought, Lord, do you have any idea what you're doing? This wasn't the plan. I thought our ministry and focus was to be on the children around us. Another C-section, sleepless nights, diapers. Will I be able to live through this? Lord, you know how hard my pregnancies can be. After about 3 months of throwing a fit to God, he convicted me. After viewing my son on a sonogram monitor, I knew how I was thinking was not the way a joyful follower of Jesus would act. I had to repent, and I asked God to change my selfish flesh. I really wanted to go on a cruise, but I will. He did, and he showed me much grace and mercy. He never gave me shame for the way I acted. He just showed me what I could do, what I could be grateful for, and that I could trust him, and encouraged me. And that encouraged me to know. That encouraged me that I knew that I knew that I knew who my Savior was and who he is and how my plans are his plans. And I wanted that. I didn't understand and still don't know why he wants me to have another child. I'm a grandma. My oldest is 21. It's a little bizarre. But what I do know is how he keeps my blood pressure down, keeps me feeling well, blesses this little boy with good reports after each doctor visit. My plans are not guaranteed, but his promises are. My joy is in him. His Holy Spirit helps me lay self down to do what he calls for my life. I want his will. My life is his. This baby we will raise to choose him and to keep him as his first love. That's what the plan is, the plan of his kingdom. And the title of Hebrews chapter 6 in my Bible reads, "The Certainty of God's Promise." So like the scripture 6:19 says, it's like an anchor holding a ship safely in position. Our hope is Christ. In Christ guarantees our safety.
We prepare a little different. She writes everything down and I'm in my head here. So, and she always says, I wait till the last minute too. So here we are. But as I was preparing to speak for this, I just thought about looking in Google and typing in what is hope? What do people think is hope? And something that stood out to me is it says, hope is commonly used to mean a wish. Its strength is the strength of the person's desire. But in the Bible, hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in his faithfulness. Boy, is that a difference. So reading from Romans 15:13, may God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, just for preparation of this, I know maybe 3 weeks ago, Pastor Joe, you spoke about Psalms 23:5 and the overflowing of our cup. When he was speaking that, he was talking about our cup being our capacity. And that just started to paint a picture for me. As my wife said, we had planned, our plans were, I have numerous nieces and nephews, cousins, family here locally, family out of town, and our plan was to just minister to them and love them. That's what we thought, you know, the Lord was setting on our heart, which he still is. He just added a baby to that picture. And I started to think about just everything that we were doing to help all these children around us, my son's team, the children that are involved in that, and just the many kids that we were trying to sow into, and I started to feel like I was overwhelmed, that my cup was at its capacity. When learning that we were pregnant, my joy started to dwindle a little bit, my peace started to dwindle a little bit, and it started, being scared started to come in to my life and being worried, just understanding health conditions for my wife and for the baby, and statistically, the statistics were against us, not for us at this time, and just again, the financial burden that maybe this baby might put on us, the list just went on and on about why we shouldn't have had a baby. And when Pastor Joe spoke about our cup being able to overflow with the Lord, it just painted a picture for me. And he started to show me how this baby and his blessing is an opportunity for us. He started to show me that, yeah, I was at capacity, and I thought I could only get to that point. I was doing what I could do, and that's all I had. And he said, I'm going to give you more than enough, Marcus. You're going to be able to not only sow into these children, but you're going to have a baby, and what opportunity that's going to bring. And he started to show me, as Pastor Joe was preaching on overflow, is here's my overflow, Marcus. You have 4 kids right now. Think about the thousands of people, the thousands of children that came into our life because of those 4 children. Now we're going to add one more to the equation. And yes, you were at capacity. You couldn't reach any further than what you did, but with me, you can. And with me, you'll have more than enough. And I started, in my, that joy started to come back, that peace started to come back, and that overflowing hope that he talks about is what we stand on even today. And I went from maxed out to praying for more availability. How does that happen? How does that happen? More opportunity. How does that happen? It's because God is with us, and he's for us, and he loves us, and we stand on that overflow of hope today. It's overflowing in the opportunities we're going to have with the people coming into our lives because of this baby. I don't know if he's going to be a chess player, a basketball player. I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is there are going to be children involved and people involved in our lives, and it's going to come from him. We're having a boy, by the way. And what opportunity, what a great opportunity we're going to have to help people and tell people the overflowing hope that we stand on today. The Lord is great. He's good all the time. He loves us. He's been with us. He's with us now, and he'll be with us forever. Thank you.
Amen. Stay here. We're going to pray with you before you go. Amen. Glory to God. Do we have a name? I know we know it's a boy.
We're deciding. Oh. This one has goofy ideas, and I have practical ones. So
I say nation. That's my idea, nation.
No,
today.
No.
That's why we have first and middle names. You can mix them together, right? Glory to God. Well, I'm so excited. Brother, you were preaching good there for a minute. I thought you could have preached that sermon for me. I thought it was much better. Wow, capacity. Your capacity is one thing. God's capacity is another. And we're going to see it here in this situation. Who knows what this will make possible. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for the hope we sense in this couple. We know this was not the plan, but yet it was your plan. And so we acknowledge today that the fruit of the womb is your reward. And as David said in Psalms, you saw us before we were ever formed in our mother's womb. And you have written in the book of our lives. And so, Father, we're going to trust you in this. And hope is overflowing. So hope is not for what we have, but for what we're going to have. And I pray that joy and peace will overflow in this couple, and that this will be a testimony in the making. And we will be amazed as we see what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Would you put your hands together?